WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Three police officers in Washington, D.C. have been shot. Their injuries appear to be non-life-threatening. Not many other details are available right now. For the first time in 150 years, the House has impeached a cabinet member, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, facing criticism for the Biden administration's handling of the southern border. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
Republicans celebrating the victory, though three GOP lawmakers sided with Democrats, who say this is a policy dispute, not an impeachable offense. After an embarrassing defeat last week, Republicans barely succeeded on their second try, with Congressman Steve Scalise casting that breakthrough vote by returning to Congress after cancer treatment.
The vote would have been even closer if the results of a special election held yesterday in New York were in place. Democrat Tom Suozzi winning back his old seat, which had been held by now indicted former Republican Congressman George Santos. This is ABC News. A lot of cruise passengers upset over a huge change to their trip while they were on board.
A Norwegian cruise was scheduled to travel around South America, then to Paradise Bay, Antarctica. But after boarding, Helen Midler says the itinerary changed.
We are not going anywhere near mainland Antarctica, which is what we paid for.
Officials say new regulations due to whales in the area forced the change. Norwegian saying, while we try to maintain original itineraries as much as possible, at times modifications are made to optimize the itinerary or to accommodate certain circumstances.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Another case of passengers behaving badly. This time, two guys trading punches on a flight from Oakland to Hawaii. No word on charges, but they could face FAA fines of up to $37,000. Catching a ride or getting some food delivered might be a little tougher today. Drivers for Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash all picking Valentine's Day to protest for better pay. Thousands expected to take part. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A bill to cut Wisconsin income taxes by $2 billion is headed to the governor after final approval in the legislature yesterday. Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says Governor Evers should veto it.
The GOP's tax proposals in a matter of years would drain our state's surplus and plunge Wisconsin into a fiscal deficit. Not only that, but the bills clearly benefit the wealthiest Wisconsinites.
Republicans say the state surplus should go back to the taxpayers. Children as young as 14 could work without a permit in Wisconsin under a bill that passed the legislature yesterday. The new requirements passed along party lines. More than a dozen other states have removed work permit requirements for teenagers to address the worker shortage. The bill now goes to the governor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Bucks lose to the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home last night to the team that eliminated them from the playoffs last year, the Miami Heat. The final 123-97. That's a third time this season the Bucks have lost by 20 points or more. That's happened twice since Doc Rivers took over as head coach. After the game, Rivers telling reporters he thought the Bucks offensively were awful. Men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler, 78-72. That's the eighth win in a row for the Golden Eagles. Marquette is ranked fourth in the nation. And in Madison, Wisconsin snapping a four-game losing streak by beating Ohio State at the Kohl Center. The final, the Badgers 62-54 over the Buckeyes. Badgers head coach Greg Gard said his players had gone over that very situation in practice this week.
We did a little simulated game yesterday in practice and had almost the same scenario where it was about an 8-point game with X number of minutes to go, and you know, I thought they hit some tough shots too.
That's the Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
If you say run, run down the drain.
Sun is coming out.
Playing what we want.
If you're an employer, then you know the endless search for quality candidates can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology starts sending you qualified candidates immediately after you post your job. See for yourself why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/40. That's ZipRecruiter.com/40. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
3 little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto Kids. Pepto Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Race to savings on your next project at Menards. Blue Def diesel exhaust fluid is engineered to help all SCR system diesel vehicles reduce emissions and improve fuel economy. It's colorless, odorless, and non-toxic, and can save you money on costly repairs. Get a 2.5-gallon jug today and save $4 after rebate now at Menards. Good through February 18th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy and mild today. We'll get to 39 by early to mid-afternoon, but we will see some light snow developing by late afternoon. Our high, again, 39, southwest wind at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow, little accumulation. Our low, 18. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, high of 29. Friday, partly cloudy, 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Wonder if this will be the bunch of songs in a row where Jack FM does something cool.
We'll be right back.
Jack FM's podcast is coming as soon as we figure out what it is.
Tonight, we are young. closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
How many times I keep telling you, tie your shoelace, you're going to trip.
FM minding our own business.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy and mild today. We'll get to 39 by early to mid-afternoon, but we will see some light snow developing by late afternoon. Our high, again, 39, southwest wind at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow, little accumulation. Our low, 18. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, high of 29. Friday, partly cloudy, 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
The best thing I've ever heard on
103.1
Jack FM is,
I love you.
Because we're our toughest critic.
motor running. Head out on the highway, looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way, yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of the guns at once and explode into space. I like smoke and lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind.
Address the elephant in the room, 866-930-JACK.
Thank you. Jack, I want whatever you're on.
FM with you when you're walking your dog or cat. Oh, and good luck with the cat.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looked so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiled.